Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Welcome back to Drop Dead Fred and Dirty Terry. Wait, what is it? What is it? It's dead.
Dirty, what was it?
Dirty Ted and it's Stephanie. Dirty Ted and Stephanie right here.
Morning radio, baby.
Yes. Full disclosure, we recorded this morning with Kim, and then yeah. I think Katya went home.
Yeah, I went home, I had a pizza.
And a plank.
A plank, a pizza, and I'm back.
And you're back.
I'm back again.
And then I've been feeling a little under the weather, so my boyfriend came over to watch over me, and then he got here, and I was like,
hey, why not?
So we would like to welcome to the stage
David Silver. Da, 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 da.
Hello, it's me,
aka Brian Austin Green from the hit television program Beverly Hills 90210.
Cock, yes, dick, and balls.
Cock, dick, and balls.
Cock, dick, and balls.
He came over. He's got his cock, dick, and balls.
Cock, dick, and balls rolled out on the table, rolling an Outlook cookie dough. We're about to do some shapes.
I cannot wait to drive a wedge
into this relationship.
By that, I mean literally stick an espadrille up your ass.
Well, in the 4 years we've been together, we've really never appeared on camera together or done anything interview-like like this, don't think.
I think that you are, for the kids out there at home, this is, in my opinion, a very great role model. This is an example of how to live a gay love-life relationship in the public eye.
Don't you think?
I do.
Here's a luxury. I'll let David.
Do you?
David, I'll let you talk in a second.
No, David, you shut up.
This isn't about you. Yeah. Now, I think part of what makes our relationship good, we were just talking about this, because there's a lot of famous drag queens who have boyfriends who also want to be famous, and it's a very cringe.
Cringe with a capital C.
With a capital K.
Capital K.
K-R-I-N-J. Cringe.
Yeah. Cringe.
And David wants, I mean, what do you want, David?
What do you want?
I'm a very private person.
There you go. Privacy.
And I like to bring David places and let people talk to me and then talk to him, because however they talk to him, knowing he's not knowing he's my boyfriend, is how I judge them.
That is fantastic. That's a great
spot. So if they're like, Miss Mattel, we've got your VIP booth right here.
And like, what do you want, trash?
Yeah, you're not. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you ever find yourself getting mistreated?
Yeah.
In that situation? Really?
All the time.
You're kidding.
No.
And he tells me about it. And I never forget it.
And you write it in your list, your little black book.
Yeah.
Well, no, I honestly think that because I hate joint Instagram accounts to me are the
boyfriend accounts. Now.
Yeah, boyfriend accounts.
Could you imagine, David?
What do you mean?
Boyfriends who have an account together.
Like you did something very special together, which is you made a movie. But that's a little different.
even that was, I mean, we didn't mention it. David's a filmmaker who produced the film Moving Parts, as you know, from Netflix, from Katya's Life, from A World of Wonder production, My Life. Very successful film.
That critically was nice, though, acclaimed.
Yeah, actually, I guess.
And it's great.
But we worked parallel. We weren't like...
Yeah, honestly, we did the right thing, which was I was the subject... And David and the director were the filmmakers, and I was never in the room when they talked about the movie. I just was me, and they were them, and we didn't break the seal.
You were the greased-up guinea pig, and they were just shoving you down the tubes.
Yes, well, because,
as you know, you're a workaholic, and it was a nice way to...
Alcoholic.
I wasn't going to reveal that information, but it was a nice way to... make sure that you had to spend time with me was to make a movie about you.
Yeah, if you want to get it, you want to get some good old time with the TM, you got to put in the calendar.
Yeah, what's good for, what's going to be good for me? Exactly. You want this dick? I need a movie.
What do I get out of this relationship?
Yeah. That's it. I think that's one of the reasons our relationship works. But also, I was just talking to somebody about this. Somebody was recently like, you know what? And that's what I've learned about relationships is they're always going to be hard and they're always going to be work. And I was thinking to myself, they're not. When always they're good, they're not that hard and they're not that much work.
I'm looking for an escape. Oh. He's over here shaking his head wildly.
But seriously, I mean, like I think in relationships, when you have problems, it's because you didn't communicate and something erupts.
It's all about compromise.
Yeah. Ew.
Isn't that what it is? Compromise?
I guess.
We're working on each other.
I mean, we could be broken up tomorrow, and then this podcast will be really sad to listen to. So yes,
this is our swan song.
This is the last hurrah.
Yeah. Let me ask Let's start with an easy question. When did you know you were in love with me?
When did you know he was the one?
Don't answer that.
And how many teen girls did you have to beat down to get to the front of the line?
You've been together. You've been gay lovers for four
almost,
years.
Yeah,
4 years.
Almost
which I don't think is that long, but I guess in gay world, that is a long time.
40.
Yeah.
40 years.
Yeah.
I just came across an... Sorry to cut you off. I came across an Instagram post of a gay man who had just met someone about a month ago.
Oh, wow.
And was they were posting a succession of photos together with the caption like, there are no words to describe the love that I feel for you. I was like, Mary, oh, y'all have been together for 4 weeks.
Do people realize how that looks?
David, we talk about it all the time.
I don't think
because
so.
Because we've been together 4 years and occasionally, maybe like two or three times, have posted even just a nice post about each other.
It has to be like... my birthday or like New Year's together. I never, and with David especially, I don't tag him because I don't want people to go find him.
Well, yeah, or because you know, you never know what you're going to get in those DMs.
Right.
Oh, he's going to get girls under the age of 25 being like, can you tell her something?
Yeah.
That happens.
Right. Yeah. That's a cute side business.
Yeah.
That's $10, $15 questions, $25
book me
answers.
On Cameo for $59.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I just showed David, I found on Cameo, which you did Cameo for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
The guy who does the voice of Ghostface in the Scream movies does Cameo. And the mask has up and he goes like, hello, Brian.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's fierce, right?
That's only $50. That and Gilbert Gottfried and Amanda Lepore. These are like...
Tritzy.
Tritzy.
David got me the Tritzy. I know. Amanda Lepore.
I know. It's fantastic.
It was iconic.
And it's too cheap.
Yeah.
She needs
honestly, I don't... How much was it?
$75.
That's an incredible deal.
It was totally worth it.
Incredible.
Not to mention, Amanda's no spring chicken. Like, those cameos aren't going to be available for the next 3 decades.
Yeah.
You know, like, get them
out. Well, I bought you the Amanda doll, which was very expensive because they were limited run and were sold in a department store in New York. And I felt bad because, obviously, she's not getting the money that I paid for that doll. So,
That's a good thing.
I booked a cameo.
Will you tell me off the air how much that doll was?
Say it. Dolls are expensive.
It was, over $900.
Holy shit.
But there was a finite amount created in 2006,
collector's
right?
Collector's item. Yeah.
And they were sold only at a department store in New York. And Amanda did them in collaboration with, is it called David's Gym?
David Barton's Gym.
That gym. And it was Amfar, I believe. It was like a charity thing. Yeah. I asked Amanda about it. I was like, where do I get one? And she was like, I don't even know a person who has one.
They're hard to find. So when one popped up, I was like,
that's
the
incredible.
Moment.
That's
lovely. She is the moment.
And it's a fantastic doll.
Yeah.
With a real pussy.
It's that exact price point of doll where like I covet. She covets. But she covets, but I probably wouldn't buy it for myself because it's so expensive.
Yeah.
Same as the birthday present you got me.
But you would buy a Christie, though. Well, you would buy Christy.
God, because I almost bought the Christy doll, and I was like, you know what?
Could you fucking imagine if she had three fucking Christies?
It almost happened.
It almost happened.
Oh, I'm going to sell one of them now.
Oh, thank God.
Use the money. Yeah. I'm going to re-wallpaper this room. Well,
so you're gay. And you're, when did, so let me ask you, when did you decide to be gay?
I decided to be gay. I chose it in my later 20s.
Okay.
He was a late gay.
Late gay.
Yeah, I was.
Tell him, I don't want to tell your story.
I'm asking David.
He went to NYU and went all through film school and never was gay.
Yeah.
You went through Tisch without knowing you was gay?
Without sucking one dick.
Can you believe that?
Wow. Washington Square Park. Never sucked a dick.
It's just so funny because of all places to be like, who cares if you're gay?
It's one of the gayest places. It's one of the gayest vortexes in the entire United States.
I don't know what was stopping me, but I was...
And David's parents are extremely accepting.
Liberal.
They don't
liberal choose non-practicing.
I mean, I was gay.
What the? So what is it? I'm really curious to know. So when you jerked off, if you don't mind me asking, like what would you think of? Because you did jerk off, didn't you?
Yeah, no, I was gay.
Oh, but you just weren't outward.
Oh, no. I remember that Justin Timberlake Rolling Stones cover where he's like,
That macaroni salad.
Yeah.
Tell him about Bruce Willis.
What about Bruce Willis?
You guys have a similar
Color of Night.
Well, he shows his
wing wang.
Yeah.
In the pool.
Yeah.
Jane March.
Yeah.
How many times did you flick the bean to that one?
Well, that was like, you know, if you'd like Googled, like, well, did we Google back then? Or, you know, just like
Lycos.
Naked celebrities on the internet. Yeah. That was a popular one in
Can I tell you?
In those days.
Can I tell you though? In my house, my parents rented that film. We watched it together.
It was their fault.
Who'd they rent it out to?
I'm just kidding. They owned a Blockbuster. We watched it together.
Yeah.
And I took that VHS upstairs later.
You're like, Bruce.
And
Bruce.
I fucking rubbed it right off.
But you know what, though? When you're that young, any amount of sexuality can give you a boner.
Because I was 32. I remember.
It was a few years ago.
I remember seeing Showgirls.
And oh, yeah.
And there was the scene where they're all in a line and I'm erect, why aren't you erect?
Aren't you?
And it's Elizabeth Hurley who's beautiful.
No. Elizabeth Berkeley.
Berkeley. Yeah. Who did I say?
Hurley.
Elizabeth Hurley. I wish.
Who would be amazing.
I wish.
Yeah, I know.
Elizabeth Berkeley. And I was like turned on by that even though I kind of knew I wasn't into girls. But when you're that young, any amount of sex is like...
Yeah, that scene, I'll buy it for you. That whole, like, the one where she's seducing him in the club, in the private room.
Yep.
Bonus City.
That pool scene,
her 90s
psycho.
Long butt. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Psychotic.
That thrashing.
Thrashing. When did you first have sex?
In my 20s.
Really?
Yeah.
Late bloomer.
But in high school, I did, like, float around with girls.
Oh, you did? Did you ever, cunnilingus?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I tried it.
You tried it.
I tried it.
Yeah, okay.
You dabble.
Full vaginal penetration?
No, because I was a homosexual.
Well, I'm just
he was a homosexual, but he was catching blowies from the girls.
Ah, well, same here.
But I mean, I was, 15, 16, 17?
You can go along with a lot when you're, like, that young and just, like, randomly horny. I mean, you can, right?
You just do it.
Then again, I never did it, but.
I think you just do it because you're 34.
Yeah.
I'm 38. You just do it. When you're just, if you're kind of popular or you're not like on the fringe, you need to have a girlfriend.
Yeah. I mean, this girl was kind of, she wanted to date me.
Was she chic?
Sure. Who would play her?
Who would play her?
Who would play
RuPaul
her in a
movie? RuPaul's always like, you got a mom? And the person's like, yes, I have a mom. RuPaul's like, who would play her?
In the movie, that's in the Lifetime movie of your life. It is a good question.
Do I have to answer it?
Yes.
Who would play her?
I'm trying to picture her.
You're a Hollywood producer. Who would play her?
Like Amanda Seyfried.
Oh, okay.
Really?
I mean, that's
Ding
like, that's the
dong.
Hollywood okay. version of.
All right, who's on the TBN version? That's the Christian Broadcasting Network.
Who's on the Delta in-flight video version?
Which Drag Race girl would play her? You've never seen the show.
I don't want to say.
He's never seen the show. Oh, no. Okay. All right. We'll keep it.
Can I ask? I don't think we've talked about this. If you could make, you loved making a documentary and you did such a good job at it.
Yeah. Thank you.
And when I first saw it, I cried and I was just like, this made me feel like I did something with my life. Mm-hmm. And I always knew that it was going to be like something I would always love. But if you could make another documentary, not about drag,
yeah,
what would you want to make it about?
not about drag
or any other drag.
Well, we've talked. I mean, Amanda Lepore. I would love to do a documentary about her.
And that's a ticking time clock. Amanda, I know she's not listening. She's not going to live forever.
Okay, but she's not dying tomorrow. Saying,
I know.
She's not dying tomorrow. She doesn't have a terminal diagnosis. Like, let's just make
but
that clear.
She's an older woman.
Okay.
We're not sure how she could be.
She's a medical mystery in a lot of ways. So we're going to keep
it
that way.
I would love, like, her story told, you know, by her in her own words.
That would be, that would be so compelling.
Yeah.
Even if it was done badly, it would be just absolutely watchable.
David and I watched the Wig documentary, did you see Wig?
Yeah, I liked it.
I think some of the most compelling parts were Bunny talking about being Bunny.
Yeah.
And like when I've listened to pods about Bunny,
yeah,
it's so interesting to think of someone like Bunny or Amanda at 16, what they thought and how they figured out.
Yeah.
I mean, because Amanda's book, that read like a script in itself.
Yeah.
Like her story is crazy.
Crazy.
Well, you got to get on that.
It's a great idea, right?
Got to get on that now.
Amanda.
When I saw Amanda, I have still videos on my phone. When I saw Amanda last in LA, I went backstage with my book for her to sign it like a fucking nerd. Yeah. And I went up to her and I was like, I was like, the part in the book where you said you were running a bath and you had your suitcase and you escaped through the window and you ran to the taxi stand and you told the taxi driver that you're running away to be a star and then you went to New York and you were. And she was like, yeah, I had to get out of there. So calm about it. So calm about it.
How old is she?
Well, I don't want to spill her tea.
But she
talks about it in the book, I believe. She talks about the hospital that she was born at burning. And so she got to sort of reassign her age by getting a new birth certificate.
Oh, okay.
So her declared legal age may or may not match her birth age anymore.
Got it.
Which is fab. Honestly, if you're her, go big. Say you were born in 93.
Yeah. Or 1893. Do you know what I mean? Just go, yes. Go vampire.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mysterious. Yeah. Mysterious woman.
Because she really is. I mean, I think we talk about her. This is The Bald and the Beautiful. We talk about her.
Pretty much every episode.
Yeah. And with hair that white and processed, she's got to be somewhat bald and still beautiful.
Oh, right.
That kind of color processed hair at her age over and over again.
Yeah.
She talks about it in the book. She doesn't go anywhere without at least like a half wig on.
Okay. Yeah.
Same.
And I love when Bunny, that hysterical Derek and Mormaine show where Bunny talked about her eye-popping day look of a turban, dark lip, big sunglasses, and bright red lips. I love that. That's fantastic. That's so chic.
Yeah, and Bunny says, she's been taking singing lessons. She's sounding much more musical. Couldn't sound much less. We love her.
We do. Her song, Cotton Candy, Cotton Candy.
Cotton Candy.
That song is a bop.
Absolutely. She's wonderful.
She has a lot of great bops, but that one in particular I love.
People don't know what you look like. Who would play you in a movie?
Who would play you in a movie? Jason Statham.
Yeah.
I think Seth Rogen.
That was so mean.
Why? Seth Rogen's cute.
Well, for the comedy, mean. For the action movie, Jason Statham.
No, I was Jason at a bar in Chicago. I grew up in Chicago, and like many summers ago, I was at a bar, and I may have been smoking a cigarette, and some guy yelled to me, "Hey, Seth Rogen," and he wanted me to bum him a cigarette.
I don't see it.
And I was...
You don't see it?
Look up Jason Statham.
Is Seth Rogen Jewish?
Yes.
He's cute. Jason Statham.
I would fuck the hell out of Seth
Jason
Rogen.
Jason Statham, what's he from?
He's an action star.
Okay.
The Transporter.
Yeah.
The
Humdinger.
So you think you look like this person?
I didn't say that.
That
looks like you.
No, it doesn't. Look at him. Look. Imagine more.
Are we one of those morphs
where it's like he's our center.
Yeah, he's maybe our middle.
He does kind of look like your dad, David.
He's okay.
And I don't look like Jason Statham.
No, I'm not saying you do. I'm saying who would play him? Who would play
Meryl Streep?
Yeah, because who would play Meryl Streep is also about type
and also about aspiration.
Yeah, Meryl.
Yeah, Meryl.
Okay. Meryl would play you. Okay.
As Mary Louise in Big Little Lies.
Okay.
With the teeth.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
I was thinking more like Death Becomes Her.
I was thinking Doubt.
Okay. Thank you.
Let's take a break.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Every time we film, I'm staring right at her and I yawn in her face while she's talking.
Yeah, yeah. And let me also, I'm going to say, we're back, by the way. Are we recording?
We're back.
Okay. I was thinking about you on the way here because we're interviewing you.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, 4 years in a gay love relationship, that really inspires me. However, last week, we did an episode about love and this fucking rotted motorcycle bitch looked me right in the face and I said, do you think I could fall in love? She says, you are an unfuckable monster.
I didn't say unfuckable. I said unlovable. Don't be unfair.
She said, no one will ever love you. No one will ever fuck you. Not with that teeny little tiny teeny cunt you have.
Oh, well, this is David's David's first long relationship.
Really?
I mean, I had other boyfriends, but not this long.
Really? What was the longest?
Yeah, other boyfriends till last week.
Yeah, like 9 or 10 months was the...
That's a pretty long. Yeah. That's pretty long. I think anything after 6 months is noteworthy.
Mm-hmm. He like met my family, came to Thanksgiving. So right. That was like...
Right, right, right.
You know.
Now, and you guys, without getting too personal, describe your penis. Just kidding. How, like, what...
when you see any of my shows, I've talked about David's penis on my tour many times.
Okay, okay.
In front of my mother, my father, of his mother. My sister...
And let me just say this. I don't want to
thousands
myself.
Of strangers.
No, that's what I want to ask you. I want to say, because I want to ask, how is it to be in a relationship with someone who makes their living by talking about your personal life?
I don't always love it.
You don't always love it. Is there anything off the table? Is there anything that you guys have like mutually agreed on that is not discussable or everything's kind of like up for grabs?
Well, Brian will be like, we're a very private couple. And then I'll get off stage and be like, last week I was fucking my boyfriend and his dick.
Fucking my boyfriend and his dick.
Well, that's the thing is we've been together so long that all of my like relationship or sex stories are usually about him now. So I can talk about, I can talk about guys I've slept with before him.
Right.
But like even a hookup in the last 5 years isn't as interesting as like a relationship is interesting story.
I have asked him like my family does come to see your shows, and I do think I asked you to like change. It wasn't about me.
Oh yeah,
you were like this. Good, this one time,
I changed it from my boyfriend to this other guy.
This other guy. Gotcha.
Yeah,
but he's pretty. I mean, lets me kind of like say he's never told me not to say anything.
That's really nice of you.
I mean, there's also records selling that are songs all about him. So like, he gets the good and the bad.
That one's about me. Oh, that one's about me.
He gets the good and the bad.
The good and the bad. That's nice.
Well, that's why, you know, when we made the film, that was my love letter to you, as these albums are a love letter to me.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. That is disgusting.
But I do get kind of, you know, when you're in drag and you just feel like, I don't know about you, but when we're together, especially on camera, things come out of my mouth I never would have thought I was going to say that day. And so on stage, especially when I'm writing jokes about our sex life.
Yeah.
I've never written a joke where David's the bad boyfriend. David's bad in bed. It's always, this is my great boyfriend and I'm the piece of shit.
The
detail about David is how like good in bed he is or how great. And then I'm like the garbage.
Yeah, gotcha. You're never the butt of the joke.
Never.
No. Yeah.
Never.
That's good.
Never.
That's good.
Until the next show.
Play the pink one. Do the pink one.
Oh, David. I like that one. Silver.
Well, what are you looking for in a partner?
Okay. I'm so glad you asked. 38 to 42 years old, Mexican, from Mexico City. He comes from money, but he made it out on his own because he went through a short thing with his parents, but they're good now.
Diego?
Diego. Yeah. I'm flexible in the name. Okay. Only.
Only the name. Yeah. No, really, what would your ideal partner look like?
Tuesday nights, Friday nights into Saturday mornings.
Katya and I are very similar, and I always say people want our friendship, and people want my relationship with you.
Yeah, no, they don't. No, they don't.
But
they
we're similar that if you wanted a boyfriend, you would still want one or two days to yourself a week, right?
One or two?
David! What I feel like is Gloria fucking Swanson.
Because I think what David's been gracious with in our relationship is...
Space, time.
He gives me multiple days a week to just be at home working alone. Yeah. Vibing.
But I like my alone time as well.
You do too.
We're not codependent.
I called David last night freaking out because I'm sick. And he said, I can't talk right now. I'm watching my stories.
Oh my God. I just nutted.
And then he said, it's the Roni
reunion.
I hope you just hung up and had a rotary phone that clanged when you hung up the phone.
Buca de Beppo. Did you watch that? Is that what you're talking about?
No.
I thought it was a reference to Beverly Hills Housewives. It wasn't.
No, I've never. And before the podcast started, I got the full lowdown about the Beverly Hills or the Real Housewives franchise, of which I am kind of ignorant. But now I'm fascinated.
I am a expert.
Yeah. Would you absolutely destroy in Housewives Trivia Night?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
He would.
Yeah.
Oh, I watched them all, every single one.
Like, now, how many are there?
I could tell you.
So let me guess. New York. Mm. There's Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. There's Atlanta. There's also Potomac. Mm-hmm. Potomac. Florida. Is there a Florida one? No. Well,
there was Miami.
Jersey.
Miami was canceled. Oh. There's Jersey.
Jersey and New York.
Mm-hmm. Very different vibes.
Oh, very.
Is that all of them?
No, there's also OC, Dallas, Salt Lake City's about to start.
Are you serious?
Then Salt Lake City?
Yeah, they
Mormon?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
And then there's some foreign ones that I
What about Paris? Hard to find. What about London?
That would be great. Well, there was Ladies of London, which was basically Real Housewives of London.
Okay.
And there was Miami, there was DC, those were DC. Long canceled.
What's the highest rated one?
Beverly Hills, I believe.
Beverly Hills. The one that I see people talking about on Twitter always is Roni and Roby.
Yeah. New York and Beverly Hills.
New York and Beverly Hills. So those are the two.
Denise Richards drama this season really helped.
Denise Richards is on it.
But she quit. No, she quit.
What's your
favorite quote?
Oh, there's one commercial that was not even important to the series. And I heard it and it stuck with me forever. And they were speculating about Denise's lesbian drama. And this girl goes... I wouldn't be surprised if we never saw Denise Richards again.
This girl.
And I was walking around my house saying it all day. I wouldn't be surprised if we never saw Denise Richards again. I couldn't stop.
You said it all the time.
Disappeared.
Lisa Rinna said that, not some girl.
Some girl.
Woman.
Some woman with 4 gallons of silicone in her lips.
Oh, they're beautiful.
They are pretty. They're pretty amazing.
She's psycho. But
I think they should
great television.
Rushmore and put her lips up.
David loves reality TV, and I always joke that he loves it so much that.
Hello.
Well, have you seen the Vegas review?
I've seen clips. It seems very Real Housewives.
Yeah, it is. It's them fighting.
Yeah, I saw. It's like Naomi Smalls in a tank top saying, "So we just really needed to clear the air."
Yes,
and
100%.
It was like, you know, that kind of thing. And I was like, okay, I don't think I'm into that, but I should watch before I'm not going to hate on it before I see it.
It's the drama.
It's good.
Go brush your hair, bitch.
go brush your hair. That's iconic.
That's pretty amazing.
She's great on it.
Yeah.
She's a housewife, basically.
Yeah. I mean, their storylines. I filmed like a little bit of a recap show that ended up scrapping, but it was, it's a little like World of Wonder, don't burn my house down. But it was a little like trying to force certain storylines. Like, it's not that interesting that Banji's dating.
Yeah.
It's not interesting to watch her go on a blind date on camera.
Oh, God damn.
Not to mention, there is no blind date when you're a famous person. That doesn't exist.
And there's no blind date when you're on, there's no date when you're on
camera.
Well,
yeah, if there's a camera there.
It's not a date.
I wouldn't be surprised if we never saw Denise Richards again. I've just said it. I mean, that's how I feel. I wouldn't be surprised.
Do you know what? Do you know what?
We'll be right back.
And we're back. I just got a flash forward of us working on a big time movie set and having a problem, and I just whispered to you, I wouldn't be surprised if I ever saw Denise Richards ever again.
I don't know why it's so funny to
me. It's very funny out of context.
Because that's such a dramatic thing to... I wouldn't be surprised if we never saw that person again.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if that person disappeared forever.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And then that happened.
And she just left the show, yeah.
So what... Oh, my God. It's gripping. I'm compelled already.
It was.
Yeah.
Well, some of them are definitely actors. Like acting.
Lisa Rinna knows what show she's on.
Lisa Rinna is
doing... She's an actress, is she not?
She's a soap actress, so she really...
Oh, she's doing a free-form stream of consciousness dialogue to the camera, yeah.
I want to get on a show like that.
Not to mention, there's that one scene where Lisa Rinna, they're fighting over that bunny, and Lisa Rinna cheats out to the camera and almost on cue has
one
a tear fall.
One tear.
And it's like, it's some Bibi Zaharbanay shit. It's fierce.
Yeah.
Except I remember on Drag Race, whenever BB would cry, she would wipe the tear and there'd be no crying.
Oh, she never cried.
No.
There was never a tear.
Well, there are certain Drag Race queens, maybe they were on All Stars, but they would do things where they would go like this, but there would be no tears. You can't just touch your eyes.
Yeah.
And if there's no water from the eyes, you're not crying, Mary.
I am very proud to say, I'm not proud of the fact I cried on Drag Race, but I am not ashamed to admit that it was always real.
It was real. Remember when Jaden Dewar Fierce was crying and wiped her tear through the glasses?
Through the lensless glass. Yeah, that was amazing. Through the frames. Through the frames. Yeah.
So, how did you get into reality TV? How did Bravo suck you in so fiercely? David keeps the lights on at Bravo.
Well, I remember in high school watching, you know, those VH1 date like Flavor of Love, Surreal Life.
Did you ever watch Eliminate?
Yeah.
What about Rock of Love?
Yeah.
I want Priyanka to do Crack Rock of Love for me. She's going to host a reality dating show that's going to find my lover.
Well, I've actually talked about this idea from Katya with Love.
Have we never told you about this?
No.
Okay, David had an idea that I would host a dating show trying to get you wifed up, and we would let men, women, pan, trans, whoever wants
animals,
to be with a Russian transvestite hooker.
Oh my!
They would get to date you.
Well, we got to fast track this. I'm ready to fall in love in the next 2 weeks.
Great.
This would be the opening too.
Okay.
The singles would all walk in. They would mingle, and they would see a chopper coming.
The chopper.
The ladder would come down, and you walk in from behind frame.
It's not funny.
And the helicopter flies away.
I am so into it. I'll pay to be on it.
And there would be a lot of things they'd have to do. We would have improv actors pretend to be your family, like Russian babushkas. They'd have to date my mom.
Yep.
Take your mom
date
on a date.
Date my mom. Yeah.
Gymnastics competitions.
Fuck my sister.
Some Fear Factor shit, drinking blood.
Yep.
There'd be some witchcraft.
Yeah.
Okay. Prostitution.
Prostitution. How many minutes can you survive in this pen with these hogs?
Mm-hmm. A similar idea for a show I had was a few years ago, you and I hosting looking for America's next male stripper.
Oh,
so like this week they'd have to do chair dances, and this week they're on a pole, and this week it has to be family friendly. It'd be like male burlesque performers.
I think our show's better.
Our show's better. That's much more commercially viable.
You think? You can't show that on TV.
I don't think so. I don't know the audience for that.
Oh, that's true.
The people trying to date you is fun.
Yeah.
And them living in a house, a bunch of people competing for your love.
And I'm thinking of the cast. It's wild.
And every season they've died and you're looking for your next one. And every season it's like a funeral.
It starts with a funeral,
ends with a wedding. It's a comedy. Well, that's a great idea. Get on it, producer.
Okay.
Come on. I'm ready.
Are you on board?
I'm on board. I'm not on drugs. Let's hit it.
Great. Yeah. Let's do it.
We've got a small window here.
We got to get on the ground floor with this thing.
Yeah. But I think Real World was the gateway drug. Yes. I used to watch Real World, the slap heard around the world, which I recently told you about.
Do you remember this? You sell drugs? No. Which one?
Real World Seattle. I was in sixth grade, I think. And Irene left the house and she called Stephen Gay and then he ran out and slapped her.
Slapped her in the face.
The slap heard around the world.
I saw it. And he was gay.
Yeah, he turned out he was gay. But back then, I mean, that was the 90s.
Yeah. Yeah. So. I remember San Francisco with Pedro the AIDS and he died.
Pedro Zamora.
He died. Yeah, he died.
Yeah.
And I remember Jed, Paris.
They were old.
Jed.
They were old for the Real World. They were 33 at the time.
Were they?
Jed was.
Well, my first job working in, I moved to LA and I was a casting PA on The Real World and the Bad Girls Club.
Really?
Yeah, that was my first job.
Which one was there in Orlando? No. Vegas. Trishel.
Yeah, Trishel.
Okay, I remember Vegas.
Trishel.
And then I remember Paris.
Paris was
those are the only two
did
I watched.
Did you remember London? I watched it from the beginning.
You did?
First one. And I remember the, because they had Puck.
Yeah.
That Puck was one of the first few.
That was LA.
That was LA.
Yeah.
And then.
He still does the challenge and stuff, right?
No, Puck doesn't. But a lot of them do.
It was wild. And then I remember I fell in love with, what's his name? He was in London. He had the blonde hair. Do you ever watch London?
Yeah, I watched that. I mean, it was, you can't find them. It's not like they're streaming anywhere.
Oh God, and maybe Neil or something like that. And this kid from, I thought it was like my first TV crush. I was like hopelessly in love with him.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, like big time, like obsessed.
There were a lot of like hot, like, crush. Was he gay?
No.
Oh, because there wasn't. Were a lot of like, I don't know if they were even, I think they were out on the show.
What's the equivalent of The Real World now? Would you say it's like Big Brother?
Yeah, I think so. Big Brother and Survivor.
Big Brother's wild. When I talked to Michelle, I was like, how did you do that? And she was like, honestly, it was the boredom that was difficult because you can't listen to music and there's no TV.
Right.
She was like, that's why there's so many clips of me getting in drag. She's like, I had nothing to do than put makeup on and take it off and put it on again.
That now that makes sense with Courtney because I'm like,
what? She won.
Yeah. But also like getting in drag. Like I was like, this seems like a nightmare. But when you put it that way,
what are you going to do?
What else are you going to fucking do? I'm going to get in drag. I'm going to get top and bottom lashes on.
Yeah. She really won that shit. That she was amazing. When Courtney won. Yeah. That was almost like, I mean, I won Drag Race that year, I think. Or no, she won it right before I won Drag Race.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking like, winning Drag Race is cool, but a drag queen winning Big Brother is so cool.
And I remember I was at the gym when I saw that picture of her uncooked chicken the wardrobe malfunction. I was like,
do you think it was a stunt?
I knew it was a stunt. Number one, I was like, there's no way that's not on purpose. But then I was like,
brilliant though,
Courtney, you humiliated yourself.
I thought
I was like, you are so like, I was like, I felt embarrassed for her. And then I was like, oh.
No, it was brilliant.
By the way, he's a genius.
Brilliant.
By the way, she's in that like candid dick out photo, she still looks better than any of us.
I know.
It was amazing. I remember when she won, she had that side ponytail on with like blue eyebrows. And she was sitting there with Anne, that old woman.
Oh, right.
Do you remember the clip of the woman trying to flatten her hair and she can't flat iron her own hair?
Yeah.
It was cool when she won. I mean, I couldn't. Ross did it too, right? Ross Matthews did the American one.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he tied, right, with Marissa Jarrett when, or he
no,
lost to Marissa
he lost
Jarrett.
To, he was second place. Would you ever do a show like that? Lock yourself in a house with
not
like Alaska did 24/7. Remember?
Yeah, but
not in 1 million
Big Brothers,
years.
they're filming you in the shower.
Not in 1 million fucking years. I would not
scared famous. Alaska did. That's in a house.
Yeah,
right? That's what Tiffany Pollard.
Oh, really?
That was fun. We watched that when it came out.
Yeah,
I didn't see that one.
She did it right after she won All Stars.
Okay.
It was fun.
Yeah.
They didn't do more. It wasn't the show.
I don't think it was a big hit, but we watched it. Yeah. Tiffany Pollard's an icon.
Tiffany Pollard is the ultimate.
Could you bring that level to your show?
I would absolutely. Yes, I would.
Yeah, I think
not,
you would.
I would never. I would aspire to that level.
Yeah.
I would commit.
Tiffany is so amazing.
I would commit.
Yeah.
She's so beautiful. Brunch with Tiffany is on VH1 now.
Yeah, well,
it was a web series, and now they have it on VH1. She has brunch with people.
Was that the one with, she had brunch with Nina Bonina, and Nina Bonina looked so
incredible.
She
had Nina?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Bob's been on
it. I only saw the Bob episode.
Oh, Nina Bonina looked so amazing. She was just dressed.
We love Tiffany Pollard. One time, me and David, we heard she was at Evita. And we were like, were we drunk?
Of course.
We were like, let's just go. Who knows, right? And I think we were at Precinct. And then we decided to go to Evita to see if we could just glimpse her from across the room.
Yeah.
And luckily, from being TV famous, they took me my hand. I grabbed Dave's hand. They brought us to VIP and just sat us next to her. Oh, and Dave was having a meltdown. I've never seen you smile so big in my life.
Animal print cat suit with sunglasses on.
With the champagne wiggling. And, you know, her butt and her body, she just looked incredible.
Yeah, I have a very blurry picture with her that you took that night.
Yeah, and she just, it was so exciting to meet her. And then she loves the queens. I've seen her host up show at Precinct. She hosts drag shows all the time.
Yeah, she would do that in Portland as well.
She's fierce. Wild.
So cool.
You know what, though? You don't need, I mean, not that she's not a huge celebrity. I mean, you know, she's no Anne Heche, but she's big.
She's up there.
You just need people to be rabid for you because she can go to an Applebee's and throw an event and it'll be sold out.
Yeah.
She'll be a star forever.
Yeah.
You should have her on the podcast.
Oh, that's a great idea. I wonder if she would come over.
I don't know. We could ask her.
I'm going to ask her.
We're going to ask her.
David.
Brian's.
David. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Could you ever imagine yourself in a thruple? Not with me, but in a thruple.
That's a really good question.
Well, I don't know. I mean, watching that Vegas show, they all sleep in a bed together.
Well, that's what brought it to my head. I was like, a thruple. I was like, one person is a lot of work.
What do you think the person would be like if we were in a thruple? And what would the circumstances be?
You're on the road so much. I mean, well, I feel like somebody, you know what I mean? Like, imagine this. You meet a lovely guy named Glenn, and he's on the road, oh my God, 9 months out of the year, the big tour.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you're all languishing at home, lonely, nipples perky.
Mm.
Oh. And Glenn comes by and says, hi, David. Glenn. Glenn. And Glenn comes by and he says, hi.
Well, without spilling too much of our personal life, I don't really police David's sexuality.
Okay.
So, like,
he doesn't have to be gay.
No, it's...
It could be, yeah.
It's not like if I'm on the road,
right,
David
right,
is like right. left out to dry.
No, I know that.
But that's what I mean. Like, it would have
we
to
ever
be,
like in a relation, like a thruple?
Yeah, because it would have to be more than sex, obviously, for us to even consider.
But then do you always have to spend time I don't know. No.
Yeah, what is the chemistry requirement? What are the prerequisites chemistry-wise for a thruple?
We have different types. I don't even know what that person would
be. We do have different types.
Because I would want a 45-year-old man head to toe covered in hair.
Yeah.
Right. Jobless. You know, ready to just bench press me. And David has different instincts. Yes. We have different instincts sexually, I think.
Yeah.
If Jake Gyllenhaal's listening.
That's a great
option. Oh, yeah.
Option.
Who's your celebrity crush? Top three. Jake Gyllenhaal. Now, from what movie?
From all of them.
All of them.
He's so hot.
Doesn't matter. Every movie. What about Velvet Buzzsaw?
Yeah. No. The one. We saw it, Tom Ford movie.
Oh, Nocturnal Animals.
Bitch, he was so hot in that. Him with Michael Shannon trying to murder people. Oh.
Did you not see that?
Tom Ford.
He was that hot.
I certainly did. Fantastic.
Yeah,
loved that. Was with Isla Fisher played her doppelganger. Mm-hmm. Okay, got it.
Strange film, loved it.
So good when he left her ass at that restaurant.
He's very sexy.
At the end. Oh, that's right, that was him.
I've never even considered being in a thruple, but I don't think Derek and his husband did until it happened.
So let's just go wild and say Jake Gyllenhaal gets him. You are on set somehow with Jake Gyllenhaal, and you hit it off. And it's in a. You're like, this is the Twilight Zone. I can't believe this is happening.
Yeah.
Long story short, he's fucking you in the butt, or you're fucking him in the butt. And then 2 weeks later, it's still going on. Somehow you've managed to avoid the tabloids. You're like, whatever. I'm just going to ride this wave out. He's on tour. And then you're just fucking each. You're raw dogging each other in the butt every three times a fucking day.
Yeah,
you and Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
And then guess what? You come home, and then the three of you. Could that work?
Well, then I would have to vibe with him.
Yeah, you'd have to, yeah.
Do you think you could vibe with Jake?
Is it a vibe?
Could you vibe?
Female celebrity crush, who is it?
Well, as a teenage boy, Buffy's my favorite show. I used to think I was in love with Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Okay.
Not
anymore. Okay.
But like as a 14-year-old, I had pictures of her all over my, like.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought.
Cool.
Yeah.
Penelope
Cruz, I had a big crush on.
Yes.
She's pretty, like, universal.
Ava Green,
I'm looking forward to her.
David saw Charlize Theron at Gelson's.
I did.
5'10", years over ago. 5'10", 11, 16.
Tall woman.
Tall.
The best celebrity sightings go to the grocery store.
Angelina Jolie at Gelson's.
If I saw Charlize, I'm not kidding, I would have to grab her cart and say, I'm so sorry to bother you. Your performance in Monster was incredible. I saw it as a teenager. I still think about it all the time.
Yeah.
And she would say, get your hand off my fucking cart, you faggot.
Get the fuck out of here, you fucking faggot. Yeah.
Because I always think, like, in LA, people don't want to hear that you liked their project from 10 years ago. Because if you told Buffy, like, I loved Buffy, she'd be like, what about food stars, bitch? You know what I mean? She'd be mad.
Have you seen Food Stars?
Yeah, it's the food. No, it's not a movie.
Yeah, I know.
Oh.
Wow. I really don't want you guys to fight. This is awkward.
He's going to have to hit me as soon as this is over. Yeah. Well, I think
it's over.
That's it.
That was it?
David.
Wow.
What a pleasure.
Brian's.
You're the love of my life.
You're the love of my life.
Ugh, I'm going to go.
I'm not going to plug where to find you because I want you to have your privacy.
Yes.
But please check out David's film, Moving Parts. On Netflix.
Please go buy it.
Go on iTunes.
Just
going to
say this. David makes more money if you buy it. So just buy it.
You got $10? What is it, $10?
Yeah, $9.99.
What the fuck are you doing? That's two coffees.
Here's what we learned, though. During this process, a lot of people, the film was on sale. And then it was on Netflix, and people were going, oh, I'm so glad it's on Netflix. I can finally watch it for free.
Netflix isn't free. Netflix is
You're paying for it. And we're employees at Netflix.
We certainly are.
It's not free.
It's not free. There's a monthly charge for that. And guess what? Guess what you also do on Netflix a lot? Spend a lot of time scrolling, because although I do love Netflix, they have a lot of garbage programming. So you waste no time when you go straight to iTunes and you click on that buy button and you buy that movie, and guess what? You own it for life.
Yeah. You know what?
You own it for life.
I can only watch that documentary about white people stinging themselves with bees so many times.
Seriously? Wait, speaking of stinging yourself, can I plug my OnlyFans?
Sure.
Okay. People. Hello, people. Hi. Like in Brazil, they say, gente.
Brad G.
Are you looking for some hot, topless, erotic vacuuming vids? I thought so. Go to OnlyFans.com/realcottagedownwear, and for $9.99, you can get hot topless porns.
Thank you.
Love it.
Can I plug my OnlyFans?
Yeah, shut up, David. It's you just crushing crickets with your bare feet.
David will plug all the OnlyFans he's currently subscribed to.
Zero, currently.
We're in the poorhouse. Listen. He's eating us out of house and home with his OnlyFans subscription.
I do enjoy OnlyFans occasionally.
Yeah.
It's a great way to support
I normally just do
directly.
A month.
Try.
I just need to see what's going on.
Yeah, trial.
Because let's be honest, most of these OnlyFans, they're not uploading often enough to make it that worth it.
Sweetie, I'm uploading every day. You better believe it.
Content.
Every day.
Queen that of content.
That content train has left the station and she is full speed express to your house. Okay?
And if you like the music you heard in Moving Parts, you can check out the soundtrack available on iTunes, recorded by me.
That's right.
That I forced you to do.
Yeah. And once you what? And that's it.
And that's it. Woo. Bye.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues.
and all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.